KMCH HD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston. A professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul. To empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Couts, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is, wow, it's April 1st. It's April Fool's Day, which is kind of appropriate because we're going to talk about shamanism. And shamanism and fools have sort of been closely connected in a way in, well, not really. But, you know, not the fool as in the foolish person, but the one that's more open and trusting and is able to take that step. Anyway, we have Nora Walks in Spirit today. Nora's with us every first Monday of the month. And Nora is an Algonquin shaman. So we're going to talk about shamanism and kind of what your abilities are as a shaman. But, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that call themselves shamans that I know I was initiated as a shaman as in a mystery school that I was a part of at one point. Has similar teachings to some of the things you do, but then, you know, that's not really what my focus has ever been. But, yeah, so tell us about shamanism.
From the true source of it is like you're saying, you were taking it from a mystery school, but there's many different teachings and many different schools and many different levels that you can take it. But the traditional elder, the true traditional elder, who taught me, Pete Bernard of the Algonquin clan, teaches, and it's like a 3 or 4 year course, and it's very intense. Like you are 40 hours straight from 7 in the morning till 10 at night each day for 3 nights straight, in-depth teaching, getting to know to work with the energies. So the real shamanic teachings have to do with bringing in the balance and the harmony first on you. So I'm not sure how many of the other teachers work solely on the person themselves, because to be a very high energetic soul being, you can't have any blocks. You can't have any past lives that have hidden karmic fields in them. So when you're taught as a very young child, you're always taught on the reserve or on with the elder to keep clearing your pathway. Clear the path. And you're understanding the wolf and his pathway. You're understanding the bear and its pathway. It's always clear. You're understanding the beaver rebuilds his home and moves on to a new path. This is part of your soul's journey, always clearing. Every part of your life, your soul has to be cleared. And in order to pass initiations that you go through, they're all about you. Everything is always directly within your own soul and within right here at the heart, above your heart. There's
spiritual heart.
The spiritual heart. And that's a sacred bundle in there. And there's a sacred seed of your soul bundle of who you are. That's what you want to be clearing, purifying, and bursting into a high elder who's connected intimately to Creator. And through Creator, you're connected to many other realms. And you can only go through those gateways into those other realms if your bundle and your purification of your soul is there. So you can climb the ladder, but you can only go so far if you haven't cleared all those karmic souls, all those other lifetimes, And that's part of the training that is really important. And sometimes it takes a long time because it's like getting all the skeletons out of the closet, because the elder puts you through initiations where you're having to look in the mirror and see your true soul. You're having to look in the mirror and see that saddened trauma child and clear the path, clear the episode, clear the journey. And it gets done over and over and over and over again for every other month for 3-4 years until you realize everything that you've done in your life is in freedom. And when you have that freedom frequency, then you will see a bridge. And the bridge that you see, this is your inner mind's eye that you see, the bridge is there for you easily to bring every thought form and every answer from your higher mind, and that bridge goes down into that sacred bundle, to the heart. That's the hardest and the longest road to walk, is from the mind to the higher heart. Because when you're walking from the mind, you only get maybe this far, not even to where your nose is. And you've got all sorts of trauma issues or incidences or judgments or sacrifices and all of these thought forms. There has to be zero. You need to get to a zero point of the mind has nothing or no thing interrupting its journey from the head to the heart. And at that same time, following that journey from the head to the heart, it has to be an absolute harmony. So all thought forms, all projections coming outward from your heart have to be in total harmony and balance. So part of being a shaman is balancing the souls in a harmonious way. This part of the real structure. So when they would bring many other lifetimes ago, I guess you'd say originally maybe 18,000-20,000 years ago, the shaman, or at that time healer of the tribe, was coming in to bring balance to the unbalanced mind, balance to the unbalanced body, balance to the unbalanced spirit. That's what they were traditionally doing, bringing balance, because if your soul, body, and mind is not in harmony and balance with all that it is, then it's not going to be in a harmonic flow and balance to Father Sky, Creator. And that has to come through that balance here and then on to all the other kingdoms of Mother Earth. Yeah. So to move into these initiations and these subtleties of the mind, you have to be in absolute stillness. And this is where they created the sweat lodges or their vision quests. Try to get the child, the young child in the tribe, that is an initiate, to learn all of these soul journeys and soul retrievals and these sort of things that were going on. They weren't called that then. But what it was to get the mind and the thought forms to go into stillness. So you're in a cave in the dark, where all, of course, everything's running around rapidly in your mind, and gradually after a few hours, it goes into stillness. That's when the higher creator and the higher realms, you can go through, pass through, and bring higher stillness and alignment to all thought forms to be in my purest, happiest, harmonic state. And then the body is healed. So it's something that takes some time, and that's why a lot of people will get you to be in stillness and deep breathe, or they have drumming music, they have chanting. It's all about getting the mind to go into stillness, to quietness, and also to bring a vibration into your body, to bring it into harmony, because it's not in harmony with the mind. And the mind and the body are not in harmony with the Creator consciousness fields or the realms. And this is what the true teaching is on the shamanic level. Bit different than traditional teaching is a bit different than the other teachings, because you are working, again, like I said, from within and discovering the energy that is unsettled or blocked within you. Your mind always wants to jump over to, oh, that person, or jump onto, oh, I was taught that before, or that's not what my other teacher said. Your mind is always going to be jumping around. But the idea is, are you listening to what's going on in your body, in this sacred bundle, and in that sacred soul of who you are? Are they aligned? Doesn't matter what everybody's saying. Are they in alignment with Creator? Are they in alignment with Mother Earth and her kingdoms?
Nice. And usually with a shaman, as we were told, unless you have so if you were to get an Algonquin shaman, you would have to have some Algonquin blood within you to be able to get the teachings. Otherwise, you're not likely going to become a shaman. Nobody would take you on as a shaman unless you have native blood. Now, there's other... Is that not true?
I don't believe that.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's... Well, that was what we were told, that elders don't take you on unless there's... Now, you yourself have Algonquin.
Yeah, my mother's Algonquin.
Right.
And so on the reserve, the elder has taught many of the people, but he's also now teaching a lot of students across Canada.
Oh, okay. That apparently isn't typical, but maybe it is now.
It is now, because the world needs
these teachings.
Yeah. And a lot of the tribes are finding that they're losing the original teachings.
Mm.
So if there is someone that is thirsting for it and is in tune to it, maybe it's from a past life or something, but they're there to teach it to them. But originally, they wanted to keep it in the bloodline.
Right.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
And there's many different teachers. There's the Mexican Roberto teaching.
It would be South American as well.
South American.
Each indigenous culture would have.
The Asian ones, a Himalayan, the Buddhist, they're all different shamanic teachers, and or they call themselves priests.
Okay.
So when I was in Peru, meeting up with an elder that came down from the Amazon jungle, he came down, he walked 5 hours through the jungle, through the high rocks and woods, and in his bare feet, very small man came through, and had the poncho and the, you know, all his medicine bundles and his bags and everything. And but the Gueros and the other students and other elders, they call him the priest.
Mm.
Because when you move from an elder, from the student to an elder, your next level is a priest. They don't call them shaman.
Okay.
And that's that indigenous culture.
Right. We're going to go to break. If you have any questions for Nora, this would be a good time to call in, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. It's possible to send an instant feedback, but be really clear about what it is that you're wanting to know about. You can find out more information about Nora at her website, norawalksinspirit.com. That's norawalksinspirit.com. You're listening to Intuitive Soul on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of quantum change. She's developed and teaches the inner speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's NewSkyRadio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Believe. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. She's an Algonquin shaman. We've been talking about shamanism. We've got some clarification over the break that Nora's going to share with us about teachings and being able to be the teacher with a shaman. But if you have questions, give us a call. Nora is able to offer some very unique guidance. So give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. All right. So the clarification on...
it's on the bloodline.
Right.
So if the ancestor elder is teaching, which was teaching me for the 3 years, he's teaching me and along with me, maybe 20 other students or 15 other students that were not of Algonquin ancestry. So everyone that is being taught in that course is being taught as a practitioner. Mm-hmm. And it usually takes at least another 4 or 5 years of what you need to study and be trained of practicing as a practitioner on healings and on many, many other people of all the different journeys that you need to take them on. Then you would go into another school of mastery as a master shamanic teacher. And most elders do not take the students to that level if they're not of the bloodline. Mm-hmm. So your coming into the teachings would be just like these other students were that weren't Algonquin.
Right.
But they're traditionally the elders, like they're not going to be prejudiced or biased about it, but I just know that they make, not making excuses, but there's just that humbleness about them that not now, you're not ready.
Right. Right. So they wouldn't say why. They just would say, not now, you're not ready. Yes. Okay. Gotcha.
And humbleness.
Perfect. Perfect. Okay. So we got a little bit of an idea about what a shaman is. I mean, you kind of came into it a little bit surprisingly. You didn't know that you were even supposed to come into this because you didn't know who your mother was for a long time. Is that correct?
Right. So I was doing a lot of prophetic messages and channeling in the different languages probably since the late 80s, you know, and really not working with healing hands. I did take the Reiki in the early 90s, but still not knowing I was Algonquin blood, but not ever meeting my cousin and always searching for shamanic training or understanding, and I was drawn to the native realm, but not knowing that all of these gifts were just really already active in me as being born with a lot of these gifts. That going to different powwows and going to different sun dances and things like that, meeting different elders from out west and that sort of thing, they really didn't have any interest in having a girl at that time to be taught the medicine. They just didn't think I looked like I was serious one for the medicine. They rather work with the boys, the men, the teaching the traditions to the men.
Right.
And it was just really by accident after working with the Ascended Master Realm and channeling Christ Consciousness and the Archangel Realm that this cousin of mine, or second cousin rather, came into being, that he decided to open up a school of teaching the Eighth Fire Medicine and welcomes everyone. And I was like, thank goodness, because it just, you know, it just taught me everything that I was just came through with. Plus understanding soul retrievals, power retrievals, ceremonies. I was taught despacho ceremonies in Peru and different other ceremonies in Panama. But this is my actual heritage.
Right.
So it just flowed. Yeah. So even working with seeing the different medicine men is more what I prefer to call them than shaman, because you don't really know who is really, because it's such a very powerful representation, I guess it is, that a lot of people are just a medicine woman or a medicine man. I find this all over the place right now. They just, when you go to different countries and different continents, they look at as a medicine person on a native flair, right? That you just start realizing everyone has a different ceremony, a different culture, a different animal totem,
right?
A different animal totem in their cardinal directions, the different medicine wheel. They're all part and parcels of all of the teachings. So you're really given everything, even learning about the, learning how to love the fire and working in intimacy with the fire in a fire ceremony. So there's many, many different ceremonies that encompass these teachings, not just healing, because you're learning how to work with Mother Nature, because you're working with Mother Earth. So you need to know all of her consciousness living, whether it's the fire, the water, the rocks, the birds, the that's the winged, the finned, all of the kingdoms. So they teach you all of that. And they do this in all cultures.
Right. In different ways. But
in
yes.
different ways, but they do. But the biggest energy is spent on those four elements, because you need to be really deep into Mother Earth and her kingdoms, because Father Sky is delivering her the living energy and created everything living on her. And when you work with the elders and the shamans in the South, so South America or Hawaii and everything in the South, they work with their hands down and work with Mother Earth when they do their healings. We in the North, and the Algonquin and many Lakota, Sioux, Dakota, all of them, they're holding their hands up and receiving from the Star Elders, Star Nations, and Father Creator and Father Sky. Bring it on to me. Bring the rain, bring the sunshine, bring the healing power with the hands up. Whereas the ones in the South, the Peruvian shaman and medicine men, they honor Mother Earth. And they bring their ceremonies from the ground. So their hands are never up, their hands are down. And when they do their smudging, they're smudging around to go down, because they work with the beauty and the energies that Mother Earth has given them abundance, has fed them, has healed them with her crops, and given them all her kingdoms. So they honor her this way.
Hmm.
And all the healings come from below.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what would somebody benefit from getting shamanic teachings? Like obviously you benefit from knowing the earth, benefit from knowing the four elements, benefit from understanding how it works within our lives.
From the teachings?
Yeah. Like what would be the most, like,
it's the clearing that your soul is receiving. Okay, the biggest thing is that you're entering into one-on-one with your soul. You're entering into one-on-one with your body, one-on-one with the spirit of who you are. So it takes a number of years. This 3-year training is all about what's going on with Nora. The ceremonies that are taught along the way are just for you to use in different, you know, solstices, equinoxes, or to use in your everyday life with honoring the kingdoms. But the reality is, this is by far the deepest, most powerful healing you can ever, ever have for your own personal development. Because you're going to be dealing with a lot of things that you don't want to look at, you don't want to deal with, that are hidden within you, that is timelines before, or something that has happened in this timeline that you've never really dealt with. So you're clearing all the skeletons out of the closet. You're cleansing and purifying your entire anatomy. And then you're clearing your entire psychic anatomy. So it's a very intense teaching.
Okay, we're going to go to our break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nora Walks in Spirit. You can find out more information about Nora at her website, norawalksinspirit.com. And we're listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
On the web now. Log on.
NewSkyRadio.com. Radio is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today we have Nora Walks in Spirit. We're talking about shamanism and the abilities that a shaman has and how it can assist you on your path. If you want more information about Nora, visit her website at norawalksinspirit.com. And, I think what you were saying is best for all of us. I mean, whether it's whatever modality we choose, but it's always about clearing us first. I think, you know, we want to help others. We have this savior mentality where, you know, we're wanting to fix and clear and help others, but really we have to you know, work on ourselves first, because if we can't work on ourselves, I mean, that's where all the change occurs.
And the nurturing.
Yes.
Continual nurturing. of the soul and continual nurturing of the body. The other aspect that I'd like to add is that there are medicine workers that work with strictly the kingdoms. Some work with just the elements, and some work with the universal realms. Okay? And they bring all of that at any time into a gathering of a collective consciousness in a harmony, in a love, and in a oneness. So if you're looking on my website, it will seem like, what is this information? Is because I work in the universal realms. So most of my energies of consciousness seem to be in the realms. So even though I do work with the kingdoms when I'm going to the sacred portals, and I work with Mother Earth and the animal kingdoms, the whales in Hawaii, and the rock formations in Stonehenge and Avebury Circle and in Ireland, I'm working with those kingdoms here in the body and standing in those sacred sites, or laying in a crop circle in England. So I'm working with those energies there and at that time, and balancing the vibrations of the land or the rock formation or the water kingdom in Hawaii. I'm working with it, but it's all in one collective consciousness. It's to know that even though a medicine man may be working in the Apus, this is the Peruvian mountain man, he's working still with all of the other kingdoms in a collective consciousness, even though it may seem to the townspeople or the village people that he's just working with the crops and working with the plant kingdom or working with the water buffalo or the water kingdom. It's really on a higher unknowingness that people would soon understand that he is also working on a universal plateau. So for my journey, I'm working with the sacred ley lines and portals on the planet, and the consciousness fields therein contains the rock formations, the pyramids, structures, plant kingdom, and also it includes those ones in the realms. So I'm moving out of the body through a gateway into another realm and working with those unknown, unseen beings to bring their love, their assistance, and their harmonic frequencies into these planet kingdoms. Right. So it's a very expanded journey. So when you see the website, you see the sacred sites, and you see the high dimensional channels, what is it? How does you get a shaman out of this? It's a totally different, it's like a universal shaman, whereas a planetary shaman.
Okay, we have a person who sent in a comment. Her name is Anne, and she's wondering, what if you just can't clear the mind and keep a healthy balance? She struggles with depression severely in the past, but it still sneaks up on her at times. She's come a long way from her lowest and constantly works on herself, but she finds it very hard. Her sister does not help when she looks down at me from the past or for the past. And I think she thinks her sister is being judgmental.
So is she saying she has a healthy body?
Well, she can't clear her mind and she can't keep a healthy balance.
Oh, a healthy balance. Okay.
Because that's what we were talking about, how shaman is.
Yeah, manian o mana aran inshukyu na maniati inshino no manian inshukuramana maharad inshi inshino no kuramaniati inshukuna no kuramaniata inshino no inshukyu inshukuna maniati inshino no. There's a frequency of anxiety with this child. And so it's an anxious pattern of not getting everything done or not having enough done. And that's part of the mind that won't go into stillness. So it's an ever active, I haven't completed this, I have to do that. This, someone's coming here, I have to still be over there. That is the anxiety, is incompletions. And so for her to quieten the mind is again about going into stillness. So she can create her own sweat lodge within by just, say, taking no phone calls or not doing anything on one particular day, be it going down and sitting at the lake or sitting in a park somewhere, but having no communication. And she probably would have to sit there for an hour, because the first 10 minutes is, I don't know whether I should be doing this. I don't know whether I want to do this. I don't know if maybe I'm going to miss a phone call. That's the active mind. So she's right. Can't keep the body in balance because the mind is, it has the ever chatter. The sister's active conversation, again, is her going to the sister. But if she says in her mind, I'm in stillness right now, I'm not taking any phone calls, I'm not taking any outside intuitive thought forms or any conscious waveforms from someone in the past or a past episode that happened at work 3 days ago, I'm closing the doors on everything. That's the stillness that she needs to go in with the 7 deep breaths in, hold for 7, and 7 deep breaths out, hold for 7. 7 deep breaths in, hold for 7, 7 breaths out, hold for another 7.
Is that counting to 7 as you breathe in and then holding for the count of 7 and then breathing out for the count of 7? Okay. Because you were saying breaths. So one breath, hold, count till 7.
No.
You do 7 breaths, but each breath is to 7. So you count to 7 as you breathe in, hold for 7, count to 7 as you breathe out.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so what happens is you're concentrating on balancing the vibration and the energy field moving in to the body and letting go of the body so that you're stopping that chatter. So by the time you finish the 7 breaths, then you're going to be in stillness a lot quicker. And then you just dismiss all thought forms as soon as they start coming in. And just, you're just going to be keep receiving peace, receiving love, receiving peace, receiving love. And she may wish to say, heal the body, heal the mind. Heal the body, heal the mind. And she'll get herself into a relaxed state and do that as many times as she can in the week, maybe once a day, the morning or the evening. She'll start again teaching the mind and aligning the mind to be in harmony and balance with the body.
Okay. I hope that helps, Anne. It's just a matter of, you know, giving yourself permission to let your mind, you know, all of those thoughts that you have, let your mind sort of put them.
Go upstairs.
Yeah. Go upstairs, put them in a filing cabinet, put them somewhere. You will come back to them when you have the time, but not while you take that moment to balance yourself.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go to our last break. You're listening to Intuitive Soul. I have Nora Walks in Spirit with me. You can find out more information of Nora if you go to her website at norawalksinspirit.com. If you have any questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You're listening to Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Like what you're hearing? If you'd like to learn more, experience more, contact Lori Houston and Jean Adrian. With a bachelor's in social work and natural clairsentient abilities, Lori is an impressive and intuitive counselor. She's developed her own clearing and healing techniques to assist you to find a heart's way so that you may hear the gentle guidance of your soul and your soul's purpose. Visit on the web at intuitivesoul.com. Jean Adrian is a healer, teacher, lecturer, and creator of Quantum Change. She's developed and teaches the Inner Speak process. Working via phone as well as in her office in Atlanta, Georgia, Jean offers readings, coaching, and clearing sessions. Learn more online at jeanadrian.com. Take your business to the next level by talking with Voices of Soul about advertising opportunities. Voices of Soul, Mondays at 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Sky. CBS Radio's newskyradio.com. Now heard in Boston, Seattle, and Detroit in HD at AOL Radio and Yahoo Launchcast.
The Sky.
New horizons, no boundaries.
The life you've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul. Today I have Nora Walks in Spirit. You can find out more information about Nora if you go to her, visit her website at NoraWalksInSpirit.com. We do have another instant feedback. It's from Melissa. Melissa, Shaman doesn't really deal with materialism, but we do have a message, and I think the message is going to be more for a lot of people about trust and faith and divine order and balance, which is what we've been talking about. And this is the shaman's way. And when I was talking about April Fool's Day and the Fool, I mean, that is what the tarot card of the Fool is to have trust and faith that as you walk your path, everything will, will come to meet you, because it's the fool is about to walk off a cliff, but he is perfect confidence that there will be something there that will come and meet him instead of him falling off the cliff. So
beautiful.
I guess that is kind of what I was thinking of when I was saying the fool and shamans. It's kind of helping you find that within yourself.
It's the bridge. So the bridge that I was talking about is when you've moved into a highest state of all knowing and all trusting, the mind already has that clear passageway directly into the sacred heart, into the sacred bundle of all trusting, all knowing, that everything is in divine order. Everything is orchestrated from the realms, and as it's orchestrated from the realms, it comes into fruition through the mind trusting and knowing that it is there. It is a creation that appears or manifested before us when we have that absolute trust and all-knowing that it is divinely here and now, all that is needed of me. Therefore, there's a complete understanding of balance. When the mind is balanced into the higher mind, then it can quickly manifest or create the passageway to have absolute clarity and absolute perfection, and clears the golden pathway for you. When the mind is unbalanced or gathering other thought forms from many other directions of this dimension, not from the realms of truth, then it becomes troubled and brings in all curves and all imbalanced highways. This is where those originating mantras and mudras started coming in, to have affirmations. I am all abundance. I am all seeing, all knowing, all being, all receiving. Because that is those specific medicine teachers, healers, seers, sages, that wanted the mind to get out of this dimension of creating and carrying other thought forms from others around them. I.e. someone saying, how are you going to pay that student loan back if you don't have a job? It's a thought form that's keeping you in this frequency. But if your mind is balanced and in its highest, pure state, it is in the realms of truth where it knows that Creator is giving divinely all that the mind is seeking in perfection, and it will deliver it right to the heart. From the heart, it is manifested because it trusts, it believes, it's not jumping off the cliff and going into turmoil waters, because it's trusting that there's invisible hands that are holding a perfect alignment that is needed from the mind that's directing. The direction coming in from the solid mind that's aligned sees all and knows all. So the girl would just know in her own truth, there's a job lining up tomorrow. This is what the crystal children do right now, and the rainbow children. They don't think, oh, I don't have a job or I'm going to finish. Those crystal children, they already know. What are you worried about? I'm going to have a job next week. They already know because they're in their higher mindset. And sure enough, those are the kids right now, some of them, they get a job just like that. And how did that happen? They stay in that highest balanced thought form, and they create a highest trusting ability within their heart. And they stay on that frequency. They don't allow the drop. If a conversation comes in or a thought form comes in, it's not going to work, I'm not certain about this, you're dropping that frequency. Go back in stillness, go back into that higher mind, into that realm of truth, and see the vision and create the vision, and then bring that vision down from that realm and actualize that vision into your heart where you are in complete contentment. See the happy face, see the abundance of joy, and present it with love. Don't look for paid bills. Don't look for all sorts of luxury, because it's not in materialism. We're looking for the transition of a transmission of light and assured thinking, processing into the love and joy. Because with love and joy manifests all that the mind is directing from Creator. It doesn't work with these other things. So we're wanting to make sure the mind is balanced to a higher mind of the truth. What is it that you have for me, Creator? What is it that you're bringing to me from the universal realms that is being of the highest service and the highest good of the all who is around me that I may serve? I receive that which you have for me. And then the gal may find, she goes to the store and someone passes her a paper and there's a job somewhere's in there, because these invisible beings are going to deliver that because she's asked for it in gratitude.
Right. All right. Well, thank you. Is there any final message you'd like to offer?
Just to be always aware of balancing and harmonizing the mind and the body. Because as soon as the mind is on the runaway train in that direction, then the body, the emotional body, the physical body starts deteriorating. And so you want to be very aware every day and stop yourself quickly when you're looking in the mirror and you're not happy. You're looking at something else. It's not you. It's a thought form coming in from somewhere else, and it's causing an imbalance of the mind. So you want to quickly stop short and reassess. I only have happiness and joy and love in this body, in this mind, and ask Creator Consciousness to fulfill that now, and my needs will be met.
Beautiful.
And ground it into the grass, into the water, or into your lovely four-legged.
Wonderful. All right, you're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nora Walks in Spirit. Nora can be found on the web at norawalksinspirit.com. You've been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.